June 16th, 1975 is a date firmly embedded in my brain, the first day of my first college ornithology class. We spent that first morning indoors until 10:15. The class was a combination field and lab study, and the introduction and first lab session came before going outside to look at living birds. But one of the first birds we found was a house wren. I don't know how I missed that bubbly song all spring. I'm sure some had to be singing when I was birding around the Michigan State campus, but that day we found at least three singing birds at 10:45 a.m., 12:15 p.m., and 4:45 p.m. After that, I never forgot the song and always associated house wrens with singing throughout the day. It still mystifies me how once I finally identified various common species, suddenly I found them all around as if they had newly come into existence, not that I had newly become aware. I never forgot how my lifer house wren's entire body pulsated with the energy of his song. It was one of the coolest things I'd ever seen, though I was noticing that many of the birds I saw that spring were also each of the coolest things I'd ever seen. Small wonder in 2020 that so many newspapers and magazines are reporting that people are turning to bird watching during the pandemic. Just thinking about other people hearing and watching for the very first time a house wren singing gives me a surge of joy. How can anyone not thrill at this tiny bird's enormous intensity? 101 years ago, John Burroughs wrote, "Probably we have no other familiar bird keyed up to the same degree of intensity as the house wren. He seems to be the one bird whose cup of life is always overflowing. The wren is habitually in an ecstasy, whether of delight or of rage. He probably gets on the nerves of more people than any of our other birds. He is so shrilly and overflowingly joyous, or else so sharply and harshly angry and pugnacious, a lyrical burst one minute and a volley of chiding staccato notes the next. More restless than the wind, he is a tiny dynamo of bird energy." This year, three house wrens have established territories in the backyards around and including mine. Whenever one of them starts singing, the others quickly join in, so it's hard to go outside without hearing them. When I go outside before 5 a.m., at least one is already singing. On Saturday, I managed to get up early enough to start my recording at 4:22. A male house wren started singing persistently at 4:34, a full 41 minutes before sunrise, and he kept at it for over 29 minutes, singing 294 songs without a break. That recording is what I'm playing in the background of this program. Even when I'm not outside or recording much before dawn, my wrens are delightful. And whether I'm in my backyard listening live or listening to my recordings, I think how Neltje Blanchan described house wrens in her charming 1897 book, Bird Neighbors. "Early some morning in April, there will go off under your window that most delightful of alarm clocks, the tiny friendly house wren, just returned from a long visit south. Like some little mountain spring that, having been imprisoned by winter ice, now bubbles up in the spring sunshine and goes rippling along over the pebbles, tumbling over itself in merry cascades, so this little wren's song bubbles, ripples, cascades in a miniature torrent of ecstasy." That was Neltje Blanchan, and I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.